Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Monday afternoon, but look, I want you to remember this. Friday's going to be here before you know it. God, I can't believe my voice has improved so much. God, if you were with me at the beginning of the show, I mean, I could barely talk, barely. I lost my voice yesterday for no apparent reason. I feel great. Don't feel like I've got a sinus drip or allergies or anything. Maybe it's a Saharan dust or something, but no explanation for it, just lost my voice yesterday, and I felt like it was okay this morning, and man, by the time I got to the station, I couldn't talk again. First part of the show was bad, but glad the more I talked, the better it has gotten. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Miley Cyrus debuted a new tattoo dedicated to her mom, Tish, who is, by the way, quite a babe. You know, Billy Ray Cyrus can attract him. But Miley Cyrus says she got this new tattoo, but she says she regrets 80% of her ink. That's a lot of tattoos to regret. Do you have a tattoo that you regret? And what is it? Chances are it's a name. I mean, I don't care how much you love somebody. You really should not get a tattoo with their name, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And it's kind of tough to have that tattoo of somebody else's name when you move on to somebody else. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. I'm really disappointed in another delay in Amtrak's Gulf Coast service. You know, Amtrak is working on service between New Orleans and Mobile, which I just think would be so cool. I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, you could take Amtrak to the casinos in Biloxi. They're going to have stops in Bay St. Louis and Gulfport, Biloxi, and Pascagoula, and then ultimately on to Mobile. But apparently there's been another delay. And I'm looking forward to that, because the train is so, so cool. And the train service, which Amtrak is going to call Mardi Gras, was supposed to debut later this month, but there's been another delay. So we'll be watching for that. The movie was the number one movie at the box office this week. The movie Ballerina, let's see, let me get this list here. A very confusing list of the top movies. Karate Kid, Legends was up there. You know, I got to be honest with you, I saw Karate Kid 1 and 2. Actually, I saw 3 as well. I don't feel the need to see another Karate Kid movie. I mean, we get it. We understand. Underdog does well and kicks the crap out of somebody. I just don't feel the need to see that. So, let's see. I don't know. This story that I have here is very, very confusing as to what's number one. But anyway, Karate Kid was there. Ballerina was up there somewhere. Sinners was not in the top five. But I saw Sinners over the weekend. Went to the theater to see it, and Sinners is available for streaming now. You know, it's an interesting movie, and as I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I'm watching the movie, and it's occurring to me that this might be inspired by the guitar songwriter, Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson was this amazing guitar player. Actually, he wasn't so great. And the thing that makes his story about his life so exciting is that Robert Johnson was in the Mississippi Delta. He was playing juke joints. And he started off, and he wasn't really that good of a guitar player. And so he leaves. And he was told to take his guitar with him and to go to the crossroads. There was a certain area. He was told to go to this area where he meets the devil. Now, this is the story that's out there. He meets the devil, and he sells his soul to the devil. And that's the explanation for Robert Johnson coming back to where he was and suddenly being just an unbelievable guitar player. He was incredible. And the theory is that he, or the myth, whatever, is that he met with the devil, sold his soul to the devil, and the devil made him just an incredible guitar player. He died at 27, so he's part of the 27 Club, along with Jim, and Janis, and Kurt, and Amy Winehouse, and Brian Wilson, and Brian Jones, and others. He died at 27. He was very interested in the ladies. And one of the reports is that, one of the stories is from those who knew him, is that he was murdered by a jealous husband. And they put strychnine in his liquor. He was a big drinker and a big womanizer. They put strychnine in his liquor, and he died. The other theory is, and there was nothing listed as cause of death, but the other theory is that he died of just a really bad case of syphilis. And he was very, very promiscuous. But anyway, I'm watching this movie, and I knew nothing about Sinners when I walked into the theater, other than that I'd seen a couple of previews, and I thought, this looks pretty interesting, so I feel like going to a movie. Let's go to a movie. So we'll go to a movie. And I'm thinking, and then when the vampires come in, then I knew this had to be inspired by Robert Johnson. And I got out of the theater, I Googled it, and yes, the movie Sinners is loosely based on the life of Robert Johnson, this incredible guitar player in the Mississippi Delta region. And I wish I would have known at the beginning of the movie. It would have made it even better for me, but I kind of caught on to it. So now if you go see it, or if you stream the movie Sinners, you'll know that it's loosely based on the life of Robert Johnson. Also, last hour I talked about this. I watched the CNN broadcast, live broadcast of one of the final performances of the play Good Night and Good Luck. It's a play starring George Clooney as the journalist, the iconic journalist who was dedicated to telling the truth no matter what, Edward R. Murrow. There's an award named after him. That's how iconic he and legendary he is. And I really loved it, and I saw frightening parallels between the hate toward communist sympathizers in the 50s and the hate toward anybody who doesn't agree with Donald Trump today. Now, again, there are a lot of people who don't agree with Donald Trump, a lot of Republicans and conservatives who don't agree with Donald Trump. But I'm talking about the MAGA, the right-wing radical people. There is pure hate if you don't agree with everything that Donald Trump says and does. And there's a parallel there. The bad news is we're going through it again. The good news is we got through it before and truth won out. And the Trump administration needs to pay attention to this. Truth won out. Edward R. Murrow won over Joseph McCarthy. And Joseph McCarthy was ultimately censored by the Senate. And a lot of that had to do with the reporting of Edward R. Murrow, who told the truth at a time when CBS was being threatened with a loss of an audience, loss of revenue. And it was really kind of like the government and big corporations against the truth. And so if you get a chance to watch Good Night, Good Luck, if you get a chance to watch that, watch it. And just because it's from CNN, there's nothing political. Well, it's political, but there's nothing left wing about it. It's a true story about all of this. And I just thought it was great. The good news is, again, we got through this. We got through it before. We're going to get through this now because the truth will ultimately win out. And all of these challenges and all of the attempts to out those people in the media who don't agree with President Trump, the threatened lawsuits, if you don't agree with President Trump, this is really scary stuff. And it parallels what happened with McCarthyism in the 1950s. And remember, McCarthy lost. He lost the war. He lost the battle. He lost the crusade. And truth won out. And I think truth will win out again. Hey, listen, we're just getting some news here that Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone has passed away at the age of 82. And again, considering the life that he led, I think he was fortunate to live to 82. But Sly and the Family Stone were just, you know, an iconic, legendary band. They performed at Woodstock. They were at a lot of these concerts, these festivals that were for the bands of the 60s. And there were not many African-Americans who were part of that whole 60s music trend. But Sly and the Family Stone were part of it. All right, let's get to a call, and then we're going to have to get to a break. Let's go to James and Harvey. James, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for letting me in, bro. I got about four things I want to say. First, I agree with you 100% on the Edward R. Murrow deal. So the first one, there's three things that I think are more dangerous now than when he did what he did. One, back then, there was something called the Fairness Doctrine. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
The second one is we've invented the internet. We're not using that for the good of information, far as I'm concerned. One of my big problems with podcasts and the internet, people are criticizing the so-called traditional media, but those are the people that actually are original source. They're the people asking intelligent questions. They're the ones that are asking the probing questions. And then they do analysis on it, but they don't have anybody in there asking. And when you do get one knucklehead in there, they ask a foreign leader why he didn't have a suit on. So the last one is, that's scarier, is we got an idiot in the White House that knows how to use the media. And that's what I think is a little bit more scarier than what Mr. Oh, one more.
Yeah.
I don't think Fox News or almost any other right-wing media would ever win an Edward R. Murrow Award. That's my comment.
Yeah, I don't know if there may have been some reporters with Fox News that have won Edward R. Murrow Awards. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But, you know, there is some journalistic reporting on Fox News, but I'd have to look that up. But look, Fox News has an agenda. We know what that agenda is. We don't even have to, you know, bore the audience with talking about that. We know what the agenda is. But I was just really struck by the fact that the truth won out in this story about Edward R. Murrow. Good night, good luck. The truth wins. And the truth is going to win today. The truth is going to prevail. You know, over the next couple of years, trust me on this, the truth is going to win. And if what you believe, if you believe that's true, then that's going to win. But you may find out that what you believe is the truth is not the truth. And that's not going to win. So we'll see what happens over time. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come right back with your calls. And I know we've got to get to a few of your text messages. On the SOTA calendar on this day in 1958, this was the song that was the number one song in America. Sheb Woolley. Can you believe it? This was number one in America. Hey, you know, those were innocent times, 1958. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's talk about tattoos. Look, if you're on hold, we're going to get to your calls. You can talk about what you want to talk about. Look, we're also talking about the riots and President Trump calling out the National Guard. Donald Trump's tough guy tariff talk, that whole thing about the tariff war, that has failed. It's not working out the way he wanted it to work out. And then there's the whole taco tariff plan. Trump always chickens out. So he's kind of lost image. Man, this riot situation in LA was perfect for him. Deploying the National Guard gives him back that tough guy image in the minds of the right-wing radicals. I'm Scoot. We're going to come right back on WWL. Song was so stupid.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Hollywood Vampires. Johnny Depp is in that band. Happy birthday today to Johnny Depp. On the SOTA calendar, Johnny Depp, 62 years old today. I'm Scoot on the air. Look, I'm making an executive decision. We've got a lot of text to get to. We've got all the lines lit up. We'll get to as many calls as we can. We'll get to as many texts as we can. We're going to talk about tattoos on the show tomorrow because it's a great topic because there are still people today who judge people with tattoos. And that's their judgment, and they have a right to make that judgment. But I'll make a case for why it's unfair to judge people with tattoos. Even if you don't like the tattoos, it's not fair to judge people with tattoos any more than it was fair to judge a young generation years ago that wanted to wear their hair long. I know you can make the argument tattoos are permanent, hair is not. Well, you can get tattoos removed, but it's not that easy. The point is, it's a decision of a young generation, and young generations make decisions about what defines them, and tattoos will define younger generations today, and it was really the Gen Xers that really started the tattoo craze to the point where it was seen as artwork, as just a part of who you are. It was like it was like wearing a piece of clothing, the tattoo that you would get. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. And do you have any tattoos that you regret? Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages because we haven't gotten to those in a while.
People still want to talk about 2020. Here's a text that says, Scoot, during the Black Lives Matter riots, the state governors refused to send in the National Guard to stop the riots. Maybe that's why Trump is doing it this time.
Well, I think Trump's doing it this time because he wants to improve an image that was tattered last week and has been tattered over the course of the tariff wars, because clearly the tariff mandate has not worked out the way Donald Trump thought it was going to work out. Clearly, that has not been the case.
Yeah. Also, this is kind of a weird zombie lie that's out there about how governors did not deploy the National Guard. I looked it up. The governors of the following states did deploy the National Guard during the summer of love in 2020. California, Minnesota, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Washington, Wisconsin, Michigan, Colorado, Ohio, Oregon, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and Maryland.
Okay, cool. Another comment based on total misinformation that was probably delivered from the conservative echo chamber.
Absolutely right. Here's a text that says, Scoot, if violent protesters were occupying roadways, starting fires, etc., around you, and the local and state law enforcement weren't lifting a finger to help, would you be okay with that?
I wouldn't be okay with that, but the law enforcement in California lifted a finger.
They called out
the state police. They called out a lot of people. They feel like it was basically, things were happening, but it was basically under control. So what do you mean they didn't lift a finger? I mean, that's a lie. They did lift a finger. And it appears as if the president, now there are Republicans who have disagreed with Biden federalizing national troops. But see, in this case, they support it because it's Trump. And again, this is why you have this divide of people who just support anything and everything Donald Trump does. And there are those who are more truthful and realistic.
Here's a text that says, I'm sorry, I must have missed it, but what makes the president activating the National Guard illegal? He is the commander-in-chief of the armed services. He has ultimate say, but for up to 90 days. I forget the exact number. I'm a disabled veteran here, to be clear, and I'm not one of the blind followers of him.
Well, first of all, thank you for your service to our country. And there are times when there are times when it is okay for the president to call out the National Guard. But in this particular case, federalizing the National Guard and calling the National Guard in this situation was apparently illegal, which is why the state of California says it's going to sue the Trump administration. But Ian, you want to explain that why federalizing the National Guard in this situation was illegal?
At issue here is a part of the United States Code. It's Title 10, Section 12406. This requires that the governor consents to having the National Guard federalized by the commander-in-chief. Gavin Newsom did not consent to this. I don't think he was even told that this was going to happen. So he says it's illegal. There isn't a huge paper trail of case law on this, so ultimately it'll be up to the courts to decide whether or not Trump exceeded the boundaries of his authority or not. Time will tell. But in the meanwhile, I think most legal experts are kind of all singing the same song on this. It is legally dubious at best, and there is definitely exposure for the Trump administration in this regard. They could be sued and lose.
Well, once again, we're seeing disregard for the law, disregard for things that have been set in place for a long time. And I just don't think that's the right thing. I don't think presidents of the United States, whoever they are, I don't think that they should challenge those things and go out of their way to challenge those things and to try to get away with breaking the law. And this was clearly a staged thing, in my opinion, by the Trump administration, because again, the Epstein files came up last week. Elon Musk broke up with him. That didn't look good. He might have looked a little weak. The tariff thing has not worked out the way Trump thought it was going to work out. Ending the war in Ukraine has not worked out. Fighting inflation has not worked out the way the president thought it was going to work out. So there are a lot of things that the president has failed at. He succeeded at stopping the flow of people into this country at the border, and I've given him credit for that. But we can't ignore these other things that have not worked out in his favor. So he's looking for a victory. He's looking for red meat to throw to the right-wing radicals who, even though he's probably not going to run for president again, they can give him money. He wants their money. He wants to continue to have their support. So when he does stuff or needs money, he can go to them, and they, even people who don't have much money, they send him their money. So that's his motive there.
I'll just do one more, because we got a lot of people on hold here. Mark is listening, and he says, California has coddled the illegals for decades with their sanctuary city policies. Those chickens are coming home to roost. And Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, has said she hopes that the protesting will grow and grow. That's not fanning the flames, is it?
Well, of course it is. And I don't hold Maxine Waters in high regard.
Neither do I.
I don't think I've ever said anything positive on this show about Maxine Waters. So just because, there are people, and we talked about this last week, because, we might be critical of the way Trump orders the National Guard into this situation, it doesn't mean we support Maxine Waters. She is a left-wing radical activist that is just just not in touch with reality, to say the least.
It's like going to the movie theater and saying, I'm not going to get popcorn. I don't like popcorn. And then them saying, oh, you must love Raisinets then, huh? Dummy, what's right. the matter with you? You love Raisinettes, you Raisinette-loving freak.
That's right. It's well, like, you know what? I cannot like popcorn, and I cannot like Raisinettes. But just don't bust me on the snow caps.
That's disgusting.
All right, so look, I kind of hate to like them. If I see snow caps, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah,
I kind of hate to like them.
I don't think I'd buy a box of them. But I wouldn't buy,
no.
Like,
yeah. Someone say, hey, you want some Raisinets? Yeah. I mean, want some snow caps? Yeah, I'll take some. Now, Raisinets, now, that's a candy to kill for. All right. Look, we're going to get to your calls coming up. Let's get this break out of the way. But, I mean, I don't mean that you should not pay attention to every commercial in this break, because every commercial holds information for you, information about your life, how you can save money, how you can better your life with some of the information that's coming out of this commercial break. So do not take our commercial breaks lightly. All right. You want to join us? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I see the National Guard. I think about Kent State. I think about what could go wrong, and things could go wrong. Let's hope nothing goes wrong. Sadly, if certain people were shot, there are people in this country who would applaud. And that's pretty damn sad. Now, the protesters, they need to behave. They need to have peaceful protest. And that's it, because if you don't have a peaceful protest, law enforcement can move in. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on WW.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You will. You know, all of this stuff going on in California, even though we've had riots since the 60s, I don't know, the whole thing kind of reminds me of the 1960s and how strict the government was when it came to protesters. Also, we had a caller earlier say that no one on the Fox News channel has ever won an Edward R. Murrow Award, or can't imagine that they've ever won. You know, a quick search shows that nobody on the Fox News channel has won an Edward R. Murrow Award, but locally, Fox 8 has had numerous reporters and journalists win the Edward R. Murrow Award. So locally with Fox 8, but not the Fox News Channel. Keith is in French Settlement. Keith, welcome to WWL.
Scoot, thank you so much. Scoot, this is so much I could say. I'm in my 60s. I started studying politics when I was 10. I am a conservative. Is Trump a loudmouth and an a-hole and all of that? Absolutely. But at least he believes in America. Now, let me keep going, and I'm trying not to have a monologue here. This is 2.0 of Trump's term. Before he got elected, Jamie Raskin and Maxine Waters and Chuck Schumer, this is their plan. Let's create chaos and rabble-rousing in the streets, and they'll associate, hey, Trump, chaos. We didn't have all this. But when we had the riots during his first term, 580, or approximately that number, of week-long riots, billions of dollars of damage. And that's the militant wing of the left and the Democratic Party. And I'll bring out one point, and I'll stop in a minute, and I'll take a breath. On January 6th, why was BLM and Antifa not at the where this insurrection supposedly happened? Because it was almost staged. They wanted it to happen. If BLM wanted a chance to go after MAGA conservatives, they'd have been there in force. But that just shows that it had Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and them coordinating it. That's that. And so many other things I could bring up. And the there may be 10% of supposedly the MAGA base. We're conservative. We may not necessarily, well, I'm MAGA. I may not necessarily be Trump. But there's not 10% of them that are right-wing radicals. When you look at the left, I guarantee you 50, 60% of these people, they are radicals. They you know, have probably have 4 or 5 baby mamas, a criminal record a mile long, and tattoos all over their face. I mean, that's one. But I still should be able to make $150,000 a year. And they're angry. And so they, when you stage a protest, that may be technically what they're calling. Nominally, it's called a protest. But they want it to break into a riot. They want it to break into a chaos. And I'll take a breath and let you. Before I go, on January 6th, the last time I talked with you, you said, well, you have the right to be a right-wing conspiracy nut if you want to. And what happened later? The FBI admitted they had a couple of dozen agents or assets in that crowd. Did some people take an unauthorized tour? Absolutely. But they were just about baited in there, and it's just like the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping in Michigan. There were more FBI informants than there were so-called conspirators. And as far as the media, everybody now wants to be Woodward and Bernstein. They got famous by taking down a politician, Nixon. And that's what they want to do now. But anyway, I'll stop for a minute and let you we'll go back to an exchange rather than a soliloquy.
Well, it doesn't say much about Republicans and Trump supporters to suggest that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer control them in some kind of orchestrated way, that they force them to attack the Capitol. I believe that was done because that's what they
wanted
to do.
Why was BLM and Antifa not there?
Well, I don't speak for Antifa. Why would you expect me to know?
I don't think
I
they routinely go to Trump rallies.
Yeah, they don't go. Why would they be at a Trump rally? I mean,
when they go to a Trump rally, we don't have lynchings. They lead. I've never been to a Trump rally. I've been to.
But why would Antifa go to a Trump rally? I mean, what you're doing is you're just
because
suggesting
they will be itching at the bit, stomping at the bit to go and try to attack
conservatives or Trump supporters.
But they were told, "Yo, look, y'all stay back. We got them. We're going to bait them in."
Okay,
and
listen,
that's my belief.
Keith,
it may not be documentable like in algebra.
All right, what did I tell you when you called before about January 6th? What did I tell you?
When I mentioned that they had agitators, they moved barricades out of the way.
What did I tell you?
These people to come in.
What did I tell you?
And you said, well, you have the right to be a right-wing conspiracy theorist if you want. It's not a right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, okay, ditto, Keith. I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion, but it's, you know, I mean, get the tinfoil out. The idea that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer corralled these Republicans and orchestrated them in an attack on the Capitol is like believing in a, a fantasy land.
The FBI did not admit that they had dozens and dozens of agents there in the crowd. They had informants there. They had people embedded in these extremist militia groups that were there to inform law enforcement agencies about what those groups were doing.
I mean, like,
that's very different from saying, oh, the FBI right. admitted that they had agents that precipitated the attack on the Capitol.
Like
it's ridiculous.
Like I told Keith, and Keith's just making up numbers, like 10% of MAGA are, you know, right-wing radicals, but 50% of the Democrats are
with
left-wing
face
radicals.
Tattoos,
I mean, that's like
six or seven baby mamas.
Stupid. And shame on you for criticizing people with tattoos, Keith. I mean, that says more about you than it says about your argument. And I think you kind of lose your argument when you start, you know, picking on people because they have tattoos. I mean, you're kind of reaching at that point. You have a right to believe what you want to believe, but I think it's total nonsense, and we have a right to point that out on the show. I just think that what you're saying is you're in denial. You don't want to, you want to believe that Antifa was somehow controlling these Republicans. That doesn't say much about Republicans. Republicans are so weak that Antifa can control Republicans. That doesn't say much about the character of Republicans. Yeah. All right, Gregory, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Scoot. Hey, very sorry to hear about Sly Stone.
Yeah.
Before there was Funk, there was Sly Stone. And even our local artist always said that he was the guy who brought Funk to the world. The Neville Brothers, Leo, you know, the guys from the Funky Meters.
Yeah.
They said that Sly Stone was kind of their inspiration. So I'm very sad to hear about him.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy's lucky. With all the drugs he did, he's lucky to live to 82.
I know. I was going to say the same thing. And another thing about these riots, whatever you feel about the president, any of our presidents, he is the ultimate authority. And you must obey the law if we are to be a free society. You simply must obey the law.
Gregory, got to
do it. There's no in between. There's no in between.
I agree. I agree. And I don't think it says much about our country right now if we have a president who doesn't care about obeying the law and doesn't seem to care about the Constitution. He doesn't even talk about the Constitution. And I know a lot of right-wing radicals have been promoting their love and appreciation of the Constitution, but suddenly they change their minds when it comes to what Donald Trump believes. And look, we're going to get through all this. We got through this in the past. We will get through this again. This song was from 1967, 1968. Listen and think how relevant it is today. We will have a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow afternoon. Be sure to tune in, because whatever happens overnight, we'll talk about tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock on WWL. All right, join me on Substack. Go to Substack.com. It's Scoot on the Air. Sports Talk with Mike Dettillier and Jeff and guest host Jeff Novak. Coming up next, Saints minicamp begins tomorrow. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, news anchor Ian Ozan, traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.